Our next topic is you can't spell medical without ideal. How to tailor ideal lease provisions for your unique medical tenants. And our speaker is Ashley Ross, who's an attorney at Boyer Miller. Please join me in welcoming Ashley.
Well, thanks, y'all. I'm sorry. It's the voice. So I am not the only one who's hoarse today, though. So there we go. Let me grab this. Here we go. The Urban Land Institute reported May 2023, I was reading one of their reports, that they were following 125 older office conversion projects, so old office being converted, and half were being adopted for life science use. 31% of life science space delivered in Q4 2022 was conversion, not new build, and that number's on the rise. So has anyone done any life science leasing on behalf of the landlord or the tenant yet? Yay. Okay. Yay. Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. And more is coming. That's what I'm here to tell you. So I'm going to get you excited. We're going to be advocates for Houston and for life sciences. This same article, by the way, cited Houston-based Hines, which forecasted that there will be a 33 to 50% increase in the demand for life science properties over the next decade, which involves 45 to 65 million additional square feet. Your landlord clients love it because the rents can be 1.5 to 2 times higher than office, depending on location. So these are just a couple of slides that just have headlines that are from the past year. It's everywhere from BizNow to the Chronicle to the Wall Street Journal. In its Emerging Trends in Real Estate report that came out in the last couple of weeks, which you can access online if you've not done that, the Urban Land Institute's Emerging Trends report is available online. The ULI reports that 2023 may be known as the year that niche property types came into their own. 5 of the 6 highest property subtypes would be considered niche. So workforce housing and data centers, as well as life science facilities, medical office, and single family rental housing. In its report, the Urban Land Institute also noted that a capital event typically leads to a commercial lab lease transaction within 6 to 9 months. As you might know, Houston is the second state in the country as far as the number of clinical trials, and there are so many life science, biomed, med tech, biologics clients behind that. 2 Texas cities in this report were noted as emerging growth markets for life science that would surprise you, being Houston and Dallas. But y'all, that's not the whole story. This map is from the governor's office. They publish it in a PowerPoint presentation. It is going to look much better if you find it online or look at it in the paper. But Texas has more than 6,100 life science and biotech companies. And this map shows some of the larger ones in larger cities. But y'all, they're literally, we have biotech companies in Texas from Farr to Tyler, from Texarkana to Temple to Alice. Of course, on Tuesday, y'all went to the polls. You voted for Proposition 10, which allows for tax incentives for these companies. There's a good chance that you're going to have the opportunity to work on these kinds of leases. By the way, that tax incentive, the Greater Houston Partnership tells us that that tax that on personal property is not charged in states that have the strongest bioscience leasing and bioscience companies. So this might be something that helps give us a leg up. And so I want to go through a few items that you might find that kind of have their own twist in life science leasing and medical office leasing. The first thing is utilities. So I have in my notes more than a page and a half just about utilities. A colleague, I was sharing that with her, and she just begged me not to share that with you and to instead tell you 3 things and then say that you are welcome to come ask me if you want to geek out on utilities. I would love it. But so here are the 3. Life science spaces generally need twice the power of a typical office building. And also, with medical office space, But life science space, particularly, the MEP systems run on what they call N plus one. So whatever's required to run your building, you add one. You need six your air handling unit needs six fans, you add one, you have seven. So if one goes down, you always have redundancy.